The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, we got about 5 minutes.
Go. You're stressing me out.
Huh?
You're stressing me out. Go.
Start early.
What?
Start early. So two words, if you start early. I've never met anyone in my 57 years of existence who said, I got up early today and I had a bad day. Never met it. Never heard it. If you get up 5 minutes earlier.
Get up early.
No, get up earlier. Get up early.
I'm really bad about that.
I think, you know, we stress about money. We stress about relationships. We stress about social media. We stress about things going on in this world that we can't control. We stress about shootings. But I've never met a person who said, you know, I got up a couple minutes early today, and I had a really shitty day. Never happens. Because when you get up just a couple minutes earlier...
Space, yes.
You get some space. You know, you and I do meditation every morning, not together, but we go back and forth. And it just sets your table for the day. There's nothing worse than when you've overslept or you're in a rush or you don't allow for the car wreck. And it screws up your entire day. If you're one of those people that has meetings, everything gets pushed back. You know, I think overscheduling is. I think multitasking is.
Well, it's overload. It's overload. And what you're talking about by getting up early?
5 minutes.
Because what you're doing is you're keeping...
This morning.
Yep.
We get in a car. My clock is 48 minutes fast in my clock in my car. I don't know why. It's just got faster and faster.
Like, that's weird.
We get in the car every morning when I take the kids to school at 7:44, which is 6:56. Go with me. Every single morning, and since December, we get in the car at 7. So today, I was like, I got to work with Josh. We're going to have to leave a couple minutes early, 5 minutes early. We were in that car at 7:39 this morning. I didn't look and wait for it to turn. It was since I turned the car on 7:30, I was like, you guys, my kids are awesome. I said, you guys make my life so much more enjoyable when you're on time. My kids have never been late for school. They'll never be late for school. We had one morning where there was a 30-minute wreck. We got them to school on time because we left a little early. I've never met someone said, you know, I got up a little early today, and man, I'll never do that again. If everyone just started just a little earlier, if you get up at 4:30, get up at 4:25.
But there's a qualifier. I'll tell you one other thing. There's a qualifier to it. There's, because what you're talking about, quickly, what you're talking about is keeping yourself out of what we call a state of scarcity. When we are in a state of scarcity, meaning we don't have... We feel we don't have enough time, resources, control, any of that. State of scarcity, it puts us in a hypervigilant fight or flight response.
Yeah.
So you're talking about getting up early so that you're not scarce, if you will, on time, which is, it's fantastic. The problem is if you do what I do sometimes, which is I get up early and then I throw myself into scarcity because I try to cram more stuff in to the 5 minutes away. And that is my bad. That is my bad.
No, we're all guilty of it.
But it's an important point because what you're saying is get up early or give yourself enough time so that you have nothing in that time. Not so that you fill it with more things. And that is something, that's the slippery slope. Oh, I got 5 minutes early, I got extra time. I'll go do that.
No.
That's where your wisdom
comes
in.
That's your time. Very, very good. We'll talk about it on Fox 6 this morning. Check out WBRC. Janice Rogers, Toy, Mickey Ferguson, Mike Deverly, all those people are fantastic, and we're super excited to be back on it. I think this is going to be more your segment than mine.
No, I think you need to.
I was going to say get up earlier.
Well, don't just say that.
I'm telling you.
Particularly them. They get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, that's going to go over real well there.
Get up at 1:55.
There you go. I think that's what you should tell them.
I can promise you that TV people get up a little earlier than they have to. You don't ever see Mike Deverly flying into the studio at the last second to read a
telephone. We've seen him. That's
I'm going to ask him.
You ask him.
Well, see, they got to get there. They got to do makeup and stuff. So yeah, they've got things that they can actually.
But it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Remember, Ani? Ani was talking about getting up at 1:55. That makes me nauseous, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
That's why they make the bigger ones. Have a great day. Check out our Tony Curry Radio podcast. just Google Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Curry with a K. You can listen to thousands of shows. And also, of course, if you subscribe to Spotify, you can listen to all of our musically elemented shows. And download that TKR app or Tony Curry Radio on Android and get classic rock to the bone 24 hours a day with all these shows that we play as well. We will be on Fox 6 in 35 minutes. Have a great day.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.